kids and middle kids.
I know. I was taking the surface street, and you don't know, I shouldn't tell you guys not to get on the freeway. I tried that.
Oh, you're actually in the spray.
Okay, good. Oh, that is true. I just want to know how many times I can rip up that one
set. Oh, God. If I see one house before 7,
yeah.
I'll get to the hall. I live out first. I'll get the hall.
I grab it from that hall.
So I told you that you guys need to get there
close.
It's just
you can do that.
just drive down the TN.
This meeting of October 4th of the Tacoma City Civil Service Board is called to order. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I just want to point out, you know, I always make a fuss when there's something in the minutes that I don't like, and I just want to point out and say to our coordinator, who unfortunately isn't here tonight, what an excellent job she did. And I had a pretty long and wordy passage that she put in there word for word, and I think it was important. And I'm thankful for that, and I'm very appreciative of the minutes and the job she did. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Board Member Sexton. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Excuse me, Board Member.
Yes.
Summers, I don't believe we had a second on that motion.
Yes, we did. Amy Heller.
Amy,
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Communications for information. This evening?
There are none this evening.
Consideration, actions of matters still pending, new business?
And none again.
Consideration of matters set for public hearing?
There are none.
Civil Service Coordinator report?
And I have no report.
Excellent. We're to the meat of the program. Can I have the report from the Human Resource Director?
Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board. I'm reporting this evening on one list extension, two list abolishments, and we have four requests for your consideration. The details of each are in your packet. The first report I have is for a list extension approved by the Human Resources Director for a 2-month and 4-day list extension for water circuit service worker. It's a city promotional list, which expired on September 14th, 2018. There were 15 people on the original list, three of which are City of Tacoma residents. 12 people are currently on the list, two of which are City of Tacoma residents. Three people were hired from the list, one of which is a City of Tacoma resident. And this list is just used to determine eligibility for temporary upgrades per the water collective bargaining agreement.
Sure. Board Member Sexton.
I just noticed on this one, it seems like usually on requests, and I know this isn't, this is a list extension request, but usually we have the qualifications on there, and I don't see it on this one.
It's under number 8. And the minimum qualification is completion of the City of Tacoma Water Apprentice Program.
Well, thank you so much for pointing that out to me. I usually looked at the bottom and I didn't see it. Thank you.
No problem.
I'll read more carefully next time.
Okay, the second is a list abolishment approved by the Human Resources Director for the Tacoma Venues and Events Custodian. This was an open list. 22 people were on the original list, 12 of which were City of Tacoma residents. One person was hired from the list. And after removing the two individuals who declined job offers, there were 19 people left on the list. The hiring department determined that the remaining candidates do not possess the qualifications or skill sets needed to meet the current business needs of the department. Another list abolishment was for our HVAC mechanic in Tacoma Venues and Events. Also an open list, 10 people were on the original list, one of which was a City of Tacoma resident. Two people were hired from the list, one was a City of Tacoma resident. And after removing one individual who did not respond, there were 7 people left on the list. Same situation where the department determined that the remaining candidates don't possess the qualification or skill sets needed to meet the current business needs. So if there are no questions on those, I'll now invite Rodney Croston and Marissa Tetro up for one request for waiver of competitive exam and 2 temporary appointment extensions.
Good evening, Chair Summers, members of the Civil Service Board. I'm Rodney Croston from Human Resources, and this is Marissa Tetro, the Human Resources Analyst for Customer Services, and John Hoffman, the Assistant Customer Services Manager. And we're here tonight to request a waiver of competitive exam for 9 CLIC employees, permanent City of Tacoma employees, into positions in the Customer Service Representative classification. So these employees work at the CLIC network. CLIC network is an operating section of Tacoma Power. It's a multi-service broadband telecommunications provider that operates within our service area. The City Council has adopted a public-private partnership model for the future of CLIC, which will result in many employees losing their jobs. So there's been sort of an organizational effort to find places for these people within the utility. Thankfully, 19 positions have been or people have been placed so far in the years leading up to now. And so this is a request for 9 more into the Customer Services Department. Customer Services had 14 vacancies anticipated. We held an open house in Customer Services for employees to come in and even sit at a desk and watch this work being done, learn a little bit about the culture of the group, and then express interest. And we had 5 people that expressed interest, many of which are demoting or had already tested and were ranked on the eligible list. So those people were selected and started work already. And there's 9 more people that were not on the list or it would be a promotion, so they weren't eligible to demote. We gave them the same test that we give open competitive candidates to rank on the list, and we sorted that by rank, having them earn a passing score. So that's how these people were selected in rank order of that same testing process that we do for the open. So we're requesting waiver of competitive exam to permanently appoint them. And Local 43 is here supporting our request as well.
Board Member Sexton.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for Karen Lamont, Matthew Aloha, David England, Christy Williams, Tashua Ware, Teresa McCord, Sean Cook, Christina Reed, and Sean McClatchy. And I'm sorry I didn't list their occupations in there, to customer service representative classification.
Thank you. Do I hear a second? Board member, thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Are there any further questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And is there anybody in the audience that would like to come forward who is now permanent with the City of Tacoma? No. Well, thank you. Moving.
So our next request is for a temporary appointment extension for Chelsea Braithwaite and Joseph Walker. These two individuals competed in open competitive exams and were ranked on the sales and service rep list. Customer service rep list. We anticipated having a class that would have began, that they would have been eligible to compete or begin a permanent appointment, but those spots were designated for CLIC employees affected by layoff. The people that have started a class already in this January class that you just approved go into a 9-week training program before they hit the floor and begin taking customers. So what we're requesting is to extend the temporary appointment of these two employees beyond the 1 year that's allowed for in the municipal code until the graduation date of these CLIC employees before they hit the floor and start taking customers. Our graduation rate is not typically 100%, so there may be either additional turnover or additional opportunities for them to have an opportunity again for permanent appointment before this is said and done, but just at least getting us until the graduation date of the classes will help TPU meet their service levels and also keep those employees around and contributing until all these final decisions are made.
Board Member Heller.
I would like to move to approve the request as stated.
Second, Board Member Hansen.
Well, I was waiting for their names.
You're better at that than me.
It was seconded by Board Member Hansen. Is there any further discussion?
No.
Hearing none, those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? On the first page of the memo, it does say March 1st, 2018, and she's already done that. So if it's for the record, please correct that to 19. Last request.
Jonathan Concepcion was going to join me for this one. It's a different department. So if he walks in, he'll come up. But this is a request for a temporary extension for Richard Edwards. He's a computer support technician. Mr. Edwards competed in open competitive exams and was ranked on the eligible list and was hired for a temporary position, specifically on this Meridio project that is about complete. A temporary employee can work for 1 year with beyond that needs an extension from the Civil Service Board. So he's wrapping up that project. We have a completely unrelated project that is about to begin for upgrading about 1,500 operating systems to Windows 10 before Microsoft discontinues support for that operating system. So he's not coming.
You're on your own on this.
Yeah, so it's about a 2-month training program. So, I mean, in theory, we'd have to hire someone new, train them for 2 months, and then they could begin really at full speed this project. So what we're asking for is to extend Mr. Edwards. He was hired in April of 18, so his appointment would end April 18th of 2019. We'd like to keep him through the end of 2019, I think actually January 3rd, working on PC replacements.
Board Member Sexton.
Madam Chair, I move that we grant the city's request for a temporary appointment for Richard Edwards, computer support technician.
Board Member Heller.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. You did say 2019, because in the paperwork it says 2020.
You're right, I'm sorry, January 3rd of 2020.
Okay, so the board members are, so it is 2020?
Yes.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Hearing none. Okay.
I neglected to mention before she came up that Marissa was recently promoted from HR specialist to analyst, so you'll be seeing more of her at the Civil Service Board.
All right. Thank you.
We're very lucky.
We usually get a speech with that.
Now, I do see one more request for competitive examination.
Audrey Hornbuckle, who was also recently promoted, was going to come up and give that presentation.
Yay.
We're just promoting like crazy.
Congratulations to you all.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Chair Summers and board members.
Will you please turn on your mic?
I'll start over. Good evening, Chair Summers and board members. I'm here on behalf of the Public Works Department this evening to request a waiver of competitive examination to appoint Tony Matheson and Philip Ringrose into the position of construction manager. And I also have sitting with me Mark Henry, who's the operations manager, and he will shortly be discussing the qualifications of both candidates. But I would like to start out by just a little background information. Public Works, as we know, is responsible for designing, building, and maintaining the infrastructure. A couple of years ago, they received funding for the Streets Initiative, which involved quite a lot of hiring of new staff to perform the tasks associated with the increase in construction. And this request is in alignment with them fulfilling the goals for the Streets Initiative. Right now, we currently have 5 associate construction managers in Public Works, and this request will be to appoint Tony Matheson and Philip Ringrose as construction managers. And Tacoma Municipal Code 1.24540 regarding the promotion of personnel states that, insofar as practicable, we do desire that staff be promoted, if at all possible. So I'd like to turn it over to Mark Henry now, and he's going to give you some information about our 2 candidates. Thank
you. Good evening, and thank you, board members. And again, my name is Mark Henry, and I'm with the City of Tacoma Public Works Engineering Division. I'm here to support Tony Matheson and Phil Ringrose in the effort of transitioning them from associate construction manager to construction manager. I'd first like to start off with Tony Matheson. He started with the City of Tacoma back in 2008 as a permanent assistant construction manager in that position with Public Works. In April of 2013, Tony accepted a project position as an associate construction manager. And in December of 2015, his project position was transitioned into a permanent position as associate construction manager. Tony holds a bachelor's degree in construction management. He's currently managing over $10 million worth of construction contracts for the city and is designated to manage the 2019 East 64th Street Improvement Project, estimated to be a $9 million project. Phil Ringrose started with the city in 2013 in the associate construction manager position in a project capacity. In December 2015, Phil was transitioned from a project status to a permanent status in the associate construction manager position. Prior to his employment with the city, Phil had nearly 12 years of experience managing all facets of road construction projects, earthwork, utilities, and asphalt paving projects. Phil holds a bachelor's degree in urban planning and is currently managing over $14 million in construction contracts, including the Lincoln Business District and the Yakima Streetscape Improvement Project. Both of these individuals are very experienced construction managers with the city and are seasoned, knowledgeable, and valuable members of the team. Due to the increased complexity of grant funding, of capital improvement projects, public works, business needs, and construction management services will need to be continually performed with experienced employees like Tony and Phil. Thank you.
Board Member Sexton.
Madam Chair, I would like to move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for Tony Matheson and Philip Ringrose, construction managers.
Second?
Second.
Board Member Hansen. Are there any additional questions?
Madam Chair?
Board Member Sexton?
I just wanted to say and thank the city for the details on all the reports tonight. We didn't used to get such good reports, and I appreciate the work that they put into all of them tonight.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. And I'm so happy people are moving up in the city. Thank you very much. Are either of those gentlemen here, and would they like to come forward?
Yes, they are.
Would you like to come forward?
I'm Tony Matheson. It's difficult to express in words how proud and appreciative I am of this opportunity and providing the city of Tacoma my level of service and also the level of effort that went into this opportunity from the city production and our department to put this information together for you. And being a longtime resident in the city of Tacoma from childhood all the way up through my early college years, I'm proud to live here and also be part of the team here at the city of Tacoma. And I appreciate everything and everything you've done to make this happen tonight.
Well, thank you, thank you. Congratulations.
I'd just like to follow Tony. I appreciate the board members voting on that and the hard work that our group has put together to get us up here. And again, lifelong Tacoma resident. And
I have to ask, what schools did you all attend?
We actually both went to Wilson. So.
Okay, thank
He's
you.
He's a lot younger, but... But I appreciate it, and thank you.
Thank you. Yay. I only ask that as a stadium grad.
Glad we set it out.
Comments by public. Anybody wishing to speak to the board? Comments? Dan, don't start trouble where there isn't any. Comments by board members? I also appreciate all the fine reports that were put before us. And we are due for a study session. And before we go into that, I understand that Ms. Lee has another commitment and has to leave early. Is there a chance that the board would approve moving this to another day? And I would call for the December meeting if that's okay with Ms. Lee.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
It is on the December study session. You're excused. Thank you. Thank you for coming. If there's no other business before us, we are out of here.
You guys are...
That would be a horrible first impression.